Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, people are loving last week on Keith and the Girl. It's our spin-off episode. People are trying VIP with the coupon code DAD, D-A-D, so they can check it out for free, and they're loving it. The code's going to end the end of this month. I want to be clear. But people are liking this. I like it. I'm having a good time.
And Bianca Brady is the best.
She is the best. You'll see it on the forums. They're a buzz with excitement. That's sixth Keith and the Girls show. There is dirt. There are secrets about guests.
Yeah. Calvin, behave yourself or you will be on last week on Keith and the Girls.
Oh, boy.
Everybody loves Bianca so much. But guess what? She's going to open up my annual stand-up show, April 15th. Tell your bosses now. Oh, we're in for a treat. But right now, today's today. We have to live in the now. This gentleman appeared on the Game Show Network, the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, Oxygen, the National Geographic Network, and, you know all the festivals, Cinderblock Comedy, San Francisco Sketch Fest, Calvin Cato.
Hello. Oh, my God. So many credits. I was like, right. That doesn't sound like me.
I was thinking, oh, stand-up's coming again. What in my life could I talk about?
Yeah. Right?
As if nothing's been going on. When you go to keithandthegirl.com/dad, you see we put together the dad emails, and there's at least 15 different comedians that we talked to throughout this two-part episodic adventure. Calvin was one of them. And just looking, Calvin, at the section that you were on,
okay.
Here's the description. Ready? You'll see a breakdown of, everything we talked about right there at keithandthegirl.com/dad. Dad and real Keith begin their email exchange. Dad brings up the Cats in the Cradle song to Keith. Meanwhile, we read about Dad's shows of 22 years. The gang tries to figure out the math. Regarding sexual tinglings, fake cat rates back. Well, it sounds like you've been thinking the same thoughts. Dad has to let Kat down as he's not ready to commit. Quote, she has been a very fine wife to me. That's just one guest. That's just Calvin.
That's just a piece of it.
Oh my God, I remember that fine wife, which is like the most backhanded compliment.
Yeah. These forum comments are very fun. On Monday's show this week, we talked about Shane Gillis being hired by Saturday Night Live. Then Tuesday came around. And he was fired from Saturday Night Live.
Ooh, what a turnaround.
Being in the comedy community, have you heard of Shane? Does he have a certain reputation?
Does he only dislike Asians?
I mean, I would see people that we know and respect, we know their personalities, are public saying, you know what? We start our own club. We're comedians ourselves. We're involved. And this guy we had to say no to. He's homophobic or he's racist. When you're willing to put your name out there, before he's fired, this is a guy that could make it on Saturday Night Live and you'll look like a stupid club. That's how angry you must be at this guy, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it's so funny because I didn't know him at all. I was familiar with him, I knew his name, but I didn't know anything about him. And I was just like, oh, I just think that's not really my comedy. But I didn't listen to more than maybe a minute or two. And so then when everything spiraled with the whole obviously all the Asian slurs and him dropping the F word a lot for gay slurs, I was like, oh, this is bad. And then a comic actually said that Shane had called him an F-word comic to his face. And I was like, oh, well, then I guess this is all fucked up.
Was he pushing an envelope to this gay person? Maybe that's all. Everybody's Carlin and Pryor nowadays. You notice that? Use the C word for Chinese. You're Carlin and Pryor.
So many people need to push this envelope. It must be really heavy. I know.
After, I'm just pushing envelopes. It's just a joke. Yeah, SNL said.
By the way, if you say that, then so am I back at you. And right. Don't be a snowflake and don't be mad at what I'm saying.
Exactly. After talking with Shane Gillis, SNL said, we have decided that he will not be joining SNL. You couldn't even, come on in. We're going to let you talk. Yep. Okay. We've decided.
Yeah. No, that's worst, to take the train to get fired. Right. Ugh.
I've done that before. That's always very rough.
Yeah.
Right. I got there. Thankfully, it was really nice. I got fired one time where I had to go. I knew it was coming. I processed it. I had a big cry with my therapist. And it was like, this is going to be okay. I'm going to go in. And it had to go in on a Tuesday. And it was going on the train itself. And like, I felt a weird sense of relief because I was like, and I'm going to get fired. I just need to know how many days they expect me to be here.
Right.
And thankfully they were like, oh, we just expect you to be here through Friday. And I was like, cool. All right, great.
That is a weird feeling though. You're fired. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And try hard tomorrow.
Yeah. So.
And please don't put your therapist on speakerphone again. That's a little off-putting.
Yeah. It was so weird because the lady who fired me too, like, was really like hoping I would cry or like really have some sort of breakdown. And I was like, nope, like this was fair. I get it.
I processed this already. So
yeah, I was like, I used the insurance that I got from this job to see a therapist about this. So I'm fine. Like it's okay.
Speaking of our forms, Finger Lake says, how long until Shane's new Netflix special comes out called Ching Chong Triggered? And 3-hour interview with Joe Rogan. So true. You know, we got to stop canceling these male comics because if I see one more special from them talking about it, I'm going to go crazy.
I know. If I see another one that's like, just a straight white guy, like it's always the same fucking thing.
Sorry, guys, you're going to be set up. This has been going on since I was a kid. The comic comes out and goes, I hope you're ready for this.
Yeah.
I'm not the nice character I play on TV. Don't be crying.
Is anyone special called What Did I Say?
I bet it is.
Right, Keith? No. Yeah, April 15th coming up.
Who, me?
I'm oppressed too.
Yeah.
.com.
Joe Culprit says, when I hear different podcasts over the same news, in the case of Shane Gillis, I'm always so surprised in the difference of perspective. I feel like if I didn't listen to Keith and the girl, it would be very easy to just fall into the opposite echo chamber, mainly because, as a listener, you're never chasing down an individual story and reading related articles that much. I do, proud's a big word, but I do like on Keith and the girl that you want to know about Shane, here's the audio that's out there. Here's the, you know, here's what he wrote down. Here's his non-apology in his words. Here's what people that ran comedy clubs are saying about him. Of course, I don't expect you to go out and do the research. No show does. But, you know, when it's like, what can we say nowadays? It's like, you didn't even try. You're just on the toilet tweeting. You didn't even try to look up where these facts are coming from. What did Louis C.K. do that's so wrong? Look it up! But okay, I'll tell you.
I would like to take the time to thank Keith Malley because I do other stuff for behind the scenes of the show. And then the show starts and he tells me the news and I'm like, really? Right. He said that. There's usually, now Keith like keeps it away from me. So he's had moments where he's just like, don't tell her about that because I'll be on the show like, he didn't say that. That's not real. He's like, here's his Twitter. I printed it out.
This person continues, maybe it's silly of me to want a resolution to the difference in opinion all the time. I don't know. Sometimes I just want Keith and Henda to be on these other podcasts and vice versa, exchanging points. Yeah, I don't know what point there is to exchange. I understand the idea everybody has a side, but to me, my side is simple. I understand the racist jokes and the Alec Baldwin roast, and everybody was getting along, and I found them very funny. I find a big difference between that and Shane Gillis's comments. That's the end of my point. I don't know. Keith, come on my show. Debate me. First of all, are there ever two unsexier words in the English language than debate me?
See, I like it. Because I know that there was a time that we were more closed-minded or didn't have the information that they might be getting in like 5-10 years that we have grown impatient about. And I also know that there are people smarter than me and the words that I'm saying out of my mouth will become old and terrible like in 5-10 years. So I'm hoping that they have the patience for me. How much patience you're supposed to have? I think some people are supposed to get punched in the face, but maybe we could differentiate a little bit. Yeah.
Now I'll see people going, hey, you heard Shane being racist on this podcast, but did you hear his other podcast? I'm like, well, did he say that coming up in his other podcast, I'm going to do a secret racist character?
Yeah.
Let's see if it gets people riled up. When I go to comedy clubs, I'm going to use the F word for gay. Let's see if it gets them riled up. But we'll know the secret.
You know, my real fans will know. Like, right. It's like so stupid.
I think people don't think they're being racist because they are actually trying to be funny. So one, your sense of humor is tasteless and shitty. So that's actually like one thing that I will stand behind. You're just not funny to me. But the other thing is they think racism is if somebody, let's say for this guy, if somebody of Asian descent comes up to you, you punch him in the face, you make fun of them, you oppress them like in the moment. They don't understand the oppression starts somewhere else and that this is not, it's just, it's like saying I have a black friend in the 80s. It's like, oh, relieved. Yeah. You are free to go, you know? And so I think some people are just behind, and I don't want to minimize this. Fuck you. And you got fucked. And maybe that's like the new culture that we're in is like, you can't say anything without a response because you want a response. You put it on Twitter, you put it on podcast to get a response. When it's not the response that you like, you're all stupid. But when it is the response that you like, oh, you all get me and you're geniuses.
Right. Yeah.
I think you're on a platform, expect a response.
But also,
and I also think that like what sucks is specifically in terms of with Shane Gillis is that it's like you're literally just saying a slur. And like I remember like this was like years and years ago when I first started, like I used to do this open mic and this comedian basically what happened is that like we got into, like it was a really small thing, but it was something that was inconsequential. I didn't think it mattered. And I brought that comedian up to stage and he literally just called me a jungle bunny on stage.
Holy shit.
And I was like, whoa, what? Which first of all, that's like old school racism. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But like
your grandfather taught you that.
Yeah. Like
and
it was ingrained.
He might have done some shit.
Yeah. So. I mean, he was from Florida, so not surprised. But like it was something, and it's like not even just that like it was not funny, but for me it was just humiliating. I was like, this person just called me a fucking racial slur on stage, and like no
and you
one
got to start from there.
Yeah, and it's like you don't know, like as the victim, like okay, I don't even know how to move forward from this. I don't even know where to respond at this point.
Am I a bitch if I take it? Am I an asshole if I turn it into something?
Yeah. And I think that that's the thing that like people, or specifically like white comedians, were like, but like I don't understand. I can just like drop this slur and do that. It's like no, like it literally does humiliate people, and it forces like the victim or whoever you're saying that to like have to respond in some sort of way, and then still somehow maintain a professionality, which you can't do. So it's just all kinds of fucked up.
Can you really sit these people down? Do you think when the guy running for president, Andrew Yang, thinks he can sit down Shane Gillis after Shane Gillis called him a Jew chink? Can that go anywhere?
No. Oh, well, first of all, like Andrew Yang, isn't he pulling at like 1%? Like, I mean, I don't even see the point of like why he would even do that.
Don't make this your thing. We're getting to know you.
That's a tough one, because if you're willing to sit down and listen to my opposing view, then you're willing to also Google it, find it, be open to it, and then you'd be there.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, am I willing to hear your point of view? I think
I don't want Andrew Yang to start hearing his point of view and being like, we both learned a lot. Well, I'm not voting for you if you learned a thing. These are the people saying kids teach you stuff. Well, don't have them, because you got to be smarter than them. Holy shit. Oh, well. Yeah, it's. But do they hire somebody now that they have room for a third person? Did they Saturday Night Live hire somebody, or did they go, it's already too
much? You know
who
they should hire?
Hmm.
Joel Kim Booster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two Asians. Two Gaysians. That's going to explode the internet.
You know what would be funny? They introduced the new characters and Bo and Yang. And then Joel Kim Booster comes out. Everybody claps anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be watching.
They got you again.
It's all a trick. It's all a trick. And they're watching me. Here's how I calm down. Keith Harris will calm with all this disgustingness going out in the world. I play games on my phone. Right now, I'm playing this game called Best Fiends. Hmm. And I love it. It's fun. It's free to download. And you know those games where you connect the things, but they're like little puzzle games. But then there's new characters in it, and it's made for adults. But there's lights and sounds and stuff. And if you're like, Keith, you're 45. I go, well, let me tell you something. Download it. Free to download. Check it out. Play some levels. And see if that doesn't stop you from murdering people. It calms me down.
This is him calm.
I know, seriously.
Yeah. People go, Kate, did you just hear Joe Biden talk about corn pop and he could be our next president? I'm like, yeah. And then I opened up Best Fiends. Mm-hmm. I played a couple levels with these cute little guys.
I have it. It says like best friends, but without the R, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have that up.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends with the R, without the R, without the R, Best Fiends. No friends here. Okay, that's it. I love it. I love it. You'll love it. Everybody loves it. Hemda has a bandage on her arm. You'll see that. You know what that's
yes,
for?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was going to ask, what is it?
That's for sex. Right, Hemda? That's to have sex and not worry about babies. Oh. It's the new way. It's not the pill. They give an injection and now she can just fucking stop and not worry about nothing. Nobody has nowhere.
You make everything so sexy.
And your face made it very intense.
Well, she goes, I heard her on the phone. She's like nervous, like trying to make an appointment. Like, I'm going to Atlantic City and there's going to be sucking and fucking. As implied, you gotta get me in somehow. I don't want to have to see a specialist. You know, I'm a woman, and it's time for my sex shot. And she got it done just in time. So she's gonna do all the numbers. She's gonna do. I'm happy for you. I saw that bandage on her arm. I high-fived the other arm. Good for you.
To make sure all the sex stands.
I don't want to mess with it, but you know, maybe it's healing. I don't know.
It's fun. I go to Xerxes. I'm gonna go to the doctor to kill all your babies, and he's like, yes.
Well, how long does that last?
3 months.
Oh shit. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And periods are lessened too, right?
Oh yeah.
Do you know though how to women, if you don't want to deal with horrendous periods at all, get pregnant?
It's just that simple. It's just lying around everywhere.
It's a literal life hack.
Well, I had some issues getting the shot. I get there. This is the second time I'm taking it. So now it's just on rotation. So my insurance knows about it. They know about it. Everyone's expecting me. I have an appointment.
What's it generically called? What do you call it?
It's Depo-Provera. That's the actual name for it.
What, the way people say the pill, do they say the shot?
They say Depo.
Okay.
Yeah. They like say Depo. Get to know it. Okay. Us no baby having freaks. Free spirits. I get to go to Atlantic City. Goodbye. So I went there and it's in this like, it's almost like a community center of health, you know? So yeah. People like help you through stuff. There's always like stuff on the wall. It's very LGBT stuff. And so I really like everybody in there because they're like sweet. Everyone's demeanor is so wonderful. So I feel like that equals, I always wait an hour or two because I'm like, well, you're so nice. I'll wait another 10 minutes to you and blah, blah, blah. Right. So I go in there. It's the second shot. It's supposed to just be on a cycle. And they're like, well, your insurance is not approving this. Now I got a fax. I got a fax. Hey, children, you know what faxes are? Right. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like cloning, but for paper.
Yeah.
It's right.
That's actually a really accurate description.
Thank you.
Picture a 300.
I speak millennial.
Picture a 300-pound beeper.
Yeah.
So they have to fax it. Where it's like expediting it is coming, and I'm like, is expedite a week or an hour or like what? I gotta go to work.
Well, we're sending this forward as per. Okay, all right,
God.
So they're like, while we're expediting this over here in the pharmacy area of the building, go up to your doctor. Just let them know what's happening because you have an appointment. I go up there. And they're like, oh, we'll try to do something on our end also. So sweet. Like, everybody knows that you need the medicine. You need the thing. Mm-hmm. No babies, wham. So so then they're looking into it. Now they found out that I have to wait another week. And I'm like, I'm going to have a baby in a week.
Right.
Like, you don't just.
This is Atlantic City.
This is the end of the cycle. I'm in a hotel for 2 nights.
Yeah. I'm going to do some gambling.
Yeah.
In bed.
Yeah, right. I can't do that kind of thing. No.
Jackpot. Sorry, honey. My game wasn't working today.
Yeah, I don't want to come in here next month for another thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's true, because hotel sex can get wild.
It's so fun.
I love it.
You can use all the towels and throw them on the floor.
I know. It's so fun. I remember I was in Philadelphia one time, and I got like a hotel room for like really cheap. And I was checking a site, Grindr, whatever. I was on Grindr. And there's this.
Oh, no. You were being really subtle 5 seconds ago. Okay.
I was looking for love in Philadelphia. But yeah, then this Irish guy was like in the area and he was like, oh, I actually like missed my flight. So I'm stuck here for like another like half a day. And
oh,
I was,
how
like,
sexy. So convenient for me. I just want you all to know that he's wearing a green Philly shirt. Yeah. This is quite the story that you wanted to bring up, obviously. Yeah.
Not a plan, but this was a very lovely But no, we had like, it was like the wildest hotel sex. And like, it was good because we had two beds. So one bed could just be like the sex bed and the other bed could be like the lying down bed.
I love the two bed thing. I went to Florida by myself and I like to go to the beach and the pool's right there. And I just feel like I can't get into the shower after every fucking thing I do. So I had a beach pool bed where I'm just like, smelly. I ate my food in it. It was so disgusting.
You guys ever wonder why hotels are now $300 a night in the country? You're looking at them.
Just fucking and eating bed. And then just
like, yeah. And in other states, you know, calling for room service is like the same as calling for regular shit here. It's yeah. like, oh, $12 for breakfast? That's just New York prices. Bring it to me. And then I steal the coffee pods off.
You steal the coffee pods?
Off the maid's thing. Oh, hell yeah. One coffee pod is not enough per person.
I've had troubles with insurance working. And these pharmacists, they don't just tell you the price, which I've learned you have to ask. I was having trouble with these pills going through. They're like, sorry, your insurance isn't working, blah, blah, blah. On my own, I have to deal with something. I start walking away. I go, wait a minute. How much is it? No exaggeration. $5.50. $5.50. I'm like,
what are we doing
here? What are we doing? Yeah.
That's what happened to me. So we're back and forth. They're like, you have to wait a week. You might want to try us on Friday or Saturday, see if we got it in, see if it got approved. But if not, we'll see you on Tuesday. Now, I'm in Queens, and they're in the, I don't know, in Chelsea.
Oh, shit.
And so this is like a 40-minute ride at least, and then I'm waiting an hour, and they said like next week, and I go, oh, fuck, I can't. I don't want to have babies just because of this. They said it will extend, like you're not in – you're still in the cycle of the last one.
Yeah, whatever. You know, right? I'm sure I can drink milk past the expiration yeah. date, but I don't want to smell and guess. What is the smell of milk?
Right.
You know when that turns?
I know. I don't want to be thinking about that in a hotel.
Yes. Right.
And so finally I go, you know, what if you give it to me now, I pay you. When the insurance pays you back, you pay me back. Even if it's $150, like, let's fucking make it work. No babies, right? So they're like, oh, we didn't think of that. Let me get back to you. He comes back. $12.
That's it?
I was like, I've been waiting for an hour for you to tell me that insurance is giving me hassle for $12. Then yeah. you got to go downstairs, wait in line to pay, wait in line to get it, wait in line to get injection, and then you could leave 2 hours later. All right, you guys, no abobos, no babies. But I'm very much looking forward to Atlantic City. I love hotels, as we know. I love the coffee in the hotels, even when it sucks, because it's right in my room and it's stupid. And I'm going to play poker. I'm going to walk the boardwalk, and I'm just going to hang out. It's so much fun.
You accept, well, your period matches up with your Borgata buffet, right? You're very excited. Oh. They're not going to see what's coming.
I researched which is the best bang for your buck. $35. I'm going to have one piece of sushi, one piece of chicken, one piece of steak. Oh, it's going to look like a rainbow on 5 of my plates.
Do you show other people as you pass them? Your plate,
Yeah, half a bowl of soup. Yeah, you got to get all of it in there. That's right. I need a couple spoons of soup. Everything. I'm so excited.
Meanwhile, the irony is everything in a buffet tastes the same. You ever notice?
Yes, I know.
The soup tastes like the steak, tastes yeah. like the fish.
Well, this is my first time with Xerxes in a hotel where we actually are fucking. We've been like around each other and staying in the same place and never looked at each other.
You're nervous?
I am.
A lot of pressure, right?
Yeah.
You going to bring your Rothy's shoes?
Yeah, of course.
Rothy's
What am I, an animal?
They take water bottles, right? And they recycle them into shoes.
That are comfortable.
That are comfortable.
I was floored by that.
They're going to be your favorite flats, and they're machine washable.
Come on.
That's great.
You got to go to the site just because Keith just said it's going to be your favorite flats. You know what I mean?
I'm right.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind, these shoes. You're going to be like, what? Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills. No, you're sticking your feet in them. That's amazing.
They're good. Clean. They're could throw them in a wash.
You could throw them in the wash.
I see machine washable shoes. Great shit.
Right? Ugh. Yeah, by the way, you guys, some of you can use that.
Yeah.
Check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's, Rothys.com/KATG. That's Rothys.com/KATG. Get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothys.com/KATG today.
And then when somebody's like, what are you doing for our environment? Look at my shoes.
Yeah. Looking hot as fuck. That's what I'm doing. Do you have pregnant dreams still? Dreams that you're pregnant or dreams that you have a baby?
I always am worried that I'm pregnant because, like, for example, my period should be coming. So my boobs get, like, for me, giant and, like, heavy and also very sensitive. But that's what happens when you get pregnant, too. So I'm like, please bleed, please bleed, please bleed.
I'm reading a thread that's on our forum. Somebody started JCrow21 called Keith and the Girl Dreams. And he wrote, last night I had a dream where a woman showed up at my house out of the blue. And to be, I say this man, but I don't know. It's a picture of a parrot. So I have to guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's a man.
Yeah, that's a man.
Okay. Last night I had a dream where a woman showed up at my house out of the blue to be a guest on the show. She said Keith and Henda were busy, so they told her to come to me to record her spot. I understood this to mean that I was filling in as a guest host and scrambled for a while to set up my house as a podcast studio.
Oh, I love you.
pretty quickly into setting things up, I realized there's no way my recording would be good enough quality to get on the real show, especially with my shitty built-in laptop microphone and roommates blasting music in the background.
What a stress dream.
I got through about 20 minutes of the interview, which who knows what that means, right?
It's pretty good.
But who knows if it's a split second? Mm-hmm. Who knows if it's an hour? He was dreaming. I got through 20 minutes of the interview with this woman before bailing and sending her home in shame. Podcasting is hard. Anyone else have Keith and the Girl dreams? Here's Finger Lakes. Good topic, he says. I've had a bunch of Keith and the Girl dreams over the years. They never took involved guests. A handful of sex dreams with Keith. Oh, thank you. This is definitely a guy. Maybe being interviewed on air and having to defend something. But most hanging out somewhere. Last one I remember was a few months ago. I dreamed I met Keith and Hemda and a third person who I forgot in a bar arcade kind of place. I went there with a friend. My friend kept making bad jokes and eventually, unimpressed, Keith and Hemda walked away.
Aw.
The third person,
get your friend in check.
The third person takes me aside and tells me this was a double date and my friend was ruining it. I forget how it ended. I'll tell you how. Oral, buddy. And you.
It ended with keithandthegirl.com.
I was saying the other day how I had a dream that I was laying in my bed and then, but in the dream, I was laying on my front and I smacked my head into the bed and then I woke up in real life and I was on my back the way I knew I was. I'm like, what did that look like? Did it look like a flopping fish? That's what I'm is it all made up? It's so weird to come out of a dream and part of your body hurts.
Yeah.
I used to have stress dreams when I worked retail as a kid. I was like 14 years old and you have to fold a lot. So you have to fold and keep it like perfectly straight. I would work like 10-hour days. I worked 20 days in a row one time because I'm like, what am I doing? Just give me the money. I'm going clubbing. So I would wake up in the middle of the night. And the weirdest thing is because I was half awake, I knew that I was actually sitting up. Like if you walked into my room, I was sitting up. And my room is always messy. So I had clothes on the floor. And in my sleep, I'm just like, I got to get up to fold that. Mm. I got to get up to fold that. And I'm sitting up and I go, how come I can't go? Because I'm still sleeping and I'm trying to push through. And that's the entire dream is me trying to get out of bed to fold my clothes. My mother, this probably, I should have told my mother, she would have been so happy.
Can I mention Vistaprint?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Of course I can.
Vistaprint is going to tell you how to own the now. What do they mean by that? Well, they mean be in charge of your life, whether it's for your business or just day-to-day activities. You can get business cards from them for such an inexpensive price.
I think that, Calvin, you should get it. And then after the grinder guys come over, you should give them a card that says, you've been fucked by Calvin Cater. Yeah.
I'm literally gonna have that. Yeah. Yeah.
We use them. We like them. You feel good knowing that Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. And satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, even when it's your fault. They're saying we're professional. It's not going to be ours.
And we had people like misspell their own name or like forget something in the address, write the wrong phone number because their finger slipped or whatever. And they got all the cards and they're all messed up and it's like 500 cards. They just wrote to Vistaprint, They printed out a whole new thing for free.
That's amazing.
They said, this is my fault. I don't know how to spell my name. They're like, we'll spell it for you. It'll be there in the mail soon.
100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Don't make it right. So however you want to play it, Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Just go to Vistaprint to any quantity.
Any.
You get all the cards inexpensively. They ship it to you for free. You're telling me they had a board meeting and everyone agreed to this. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Smartest from my end.
No, yeah, great for our end. Anyway, I guess we'll do it. Just go to Vistaprint.com while they're still in business and enter promo code KATG2, the number 2, for free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity, limited time offer until they wake up. Own the now at Vistaprint.com, promo code KATG, the number 2. That's promo code KATG followed by the number 2. You support our show when you support our sponsors, so we appreciate that very much.
And I will be doing that because actually my old cards are from Vistaprint and I need to get new ones anyway.
See? You're welcome. Yeah. What's happening with you and the dating game? You said last week.
So,
what's going on?
So I decided I'm trying out your celibacy thing, but on a much, much tighter schedule.
Okay.
Now why? To because maybe you are jumping into things too fast to recognize your emotions?
I mean, I'm just trying
What, Keith? What? Wait,
or has it been 2 weeks?
I'm trying to like value myself more. Like last weekend, I ended up meeting up with a guy who like we had dated for a while and then we just stopped talking for like 9 months. And I was like, okay. And then he reached out of the blue and was like, hey, you know, I'd like to see you. And I was trying to be very neutral about it. And I was like, sure, like maybe we can hang out or something and get a drink. And so we hung out. In fairness, I was 4 drinks in when I saw him. So like I was already kind of on a roll.
Ooh, how did that happen?
Oh, I
just kept drinking.
Yeah.
Right. I ordered them.
I got them and then they appeared and I was like, I'm nervous. And then a bartender added a shot to it. And then I was like, okay, great.
Okay.
So like, you know, we met up and like, I was very proud of myself. I was really restrained, but I was like, hey, by the way, it's weird because we just stopped talking for 8 months. So what happened there? And he was like, it's not you. Like I was going through stuff and I was like, oh boy, yada, yada, yada. But I was already drunk. So like, in drunk mode, I'm always of the like, I'll just sleep with you until you do something really terrible and I won't sleep with you phase. So then I did that. And then the next morning I was like, or maybe I could just not sleep with him.
The next morning.
Then it was too late.
But what did you not like the next morning? Like, how do you come to that?
I just didn't like the fact that like
he gets to say that. It's not you, it's me. Anyway, you want to fuck?
Yeah. It was a matter of like I already knew. I was like, but I don't want this to go anywhere. So then I was like, why am I sleeping with him? And then it just really started clicking in my mind. Like, I don't need to continually sleep with people in a sense of like just like, oh, to like add a level of excitement or just to get some sort of like weird validation.
So. Was it fun? Was it validating?
I mean, it was really good.
Okay. Well, that's rough.
Yeah.
How do you make that decision after really good sex?
I just, because the sex itself was great, but then like the next morning I'm just like, but like, was it really worth it knowing that like there's not a real connection there?
Mm. And so you decided to be celibate until the end of September. So you decided to be celibate for literally 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Never compare yourself to me.
And it goes 11 months. Here you are. I know what you mean, sister.
I was horny riding my bike, you fucking.
How many days are we in?
This is actually day 8.
Day 8, okay.
Yeah, so like I feel pretty proud of myself.
Is 8 a streak? Like, do you usually get fucked? I mean, good for you.
I mean, I try to do it on like a weekly, like a laundry. Yeah, you know.
Laundry.
Like, do your laundry, get your personal pipes cleaned, and then you just go on about your day. But like, no, I mean, but I really want to try this. I think it'll be good. And maybe it'll extend it past the 2 weeks.
Nah, don't do it. For what?
But anyway, you found love and you're going to Atlantic City with your love. Like,
yes, I am. His name is Xerxes. Hi.
Em is just amazed she learned the name. That's why she says it all the time. It's not bragging necessarily.
Hey, Keith, you still have love. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, I want something like more substantial.
So how's it been so far in this 8 days?
It was tough. Because I feel like whenever I make a declaration like that, it's like I just put it in the air, and then like people like randomly message me and be like, hey, you want to fuck? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, man. Like, there's this one guy who I've been hooking up with on and off for like 4 years. God, 4 years. Shit.
See, now you have the time to say 4 years.
But I mean, he also lives in Jersey, so I'm like, I'm not crossing two rivers for ass. But like, he messaged me, and then I was all like, oh, fucking A, because the sex is good, but.
It what really seems like there's hidden cameras sometimes, right? Like, they know I said that. How do they know?
I feel like that sometimes. Like, don't you feel like it's like when dogs can smell cancer? Like, it just like you just say it, and then they just like smell it and know that like, oh, there's some weird thing going on, and I need to like get the dick in now.
You know? So like, what, October 1st, you're gonna have a fuck fest? Are you telling everybody like, see me October 1st?
I mean, no, but I will say October 1st, I'm open for business.
Okay, so what do you say to guys who are hitting you up now?
I'm just saying I'm busy.
Oh.
Until the first, and then my schedule's wide open.
Well, I feel too weird texting someone being like, oh, I'm trying to be celibate.
Well, so what did you learn so far?
I've learned that like, I've actually learned to like get reading done. Like I realize I have so much more time to like read books. Because I'm just not like constantly like on like a dating app just being like, oh, who can I fuck? Oh my God, let me think of something clever to say to your profile that you made in 2 minutes. Like, right. I'm like, oh, I can like read. Like, I read this like wonderful book about like death and dying and medical complications.
Oh, that'll get you off your dick.
But this guy is a great author. Atul Gawande. Check him out.
Do you find yourself going, like sometimes I open the social media apps and I'm like, who wanted to be here? My thumbs just went to certain apps. Do you find yourself on Grindr like that?
I do. That, I will say that is one thing that is a weird adjustment, is that like I do keep opening it up just automatically.
Oh, wow. So then do you swipe a little for fun? Yeah, you do.
I mean, I just got to get curious.
Got to get cute. Yeah.
But then it is weird because I do it and then I immediately am like, oh, wait, no, what am I doing? And then I like shut it off again.
So what are people's profiles like lately? What do you like about it?
When I do like start to scroll and then I'm like, okay, maybe I will try to look for like profiles that are actually like filled out, like that are at least like a paragraph.
What does yours say? Keith, do you miss this stuff at all?
No.
What did you think about the apps while you were dating for 5 minutes?
I enjoyed that women are saying what they like. And so if you like what you see, do those things, you win.
Okay, so it's like
it's reading a diary.
Yeah.
I like cheese. Hey, honey, here's some cheese. Nice. Like, they forget, too, that they said that. They're like, how did you know I like cheese? Because you're cheese 69 at AOL. You like cheese. I brought some. Wow.
Did you read entire profiles?
Yeah, of course. Why is that crazy?
Because, like, no one ever does that.
Wow, the life hack. Read. It turns out I do read. I tell people I don't read. I read. It's not that it's written quickly. People use short sentences.
Right.
You know?
You're definitely like these women are selling themselves.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way. But they're going like, here's why you might like me. And Keith goes, oh, I read this thing.
Yeah, I go, I can like all that stuff today.
Oh God.
Yeah, not a problem. All right. Seinfeld you like. Okay, done.
What do you have written down?
All right, well, this is for Grindr, so it's not like, I mean, it's not dirty. It's just, okay.
It's more straightforward than when you're on the street sites?
Yeah.
Okay.
just looking for something fun and safe. Proud owner of a 1989 Game Boy. I don't know why I put that in there. I should delete that. Fan of comedy, TV, action movies, Street Fighter, and Orphan Black. And no racist, please.
Oh, okay. That'll get them away.
It doesn't work.
But you did give what were your likes again? You did give a lot to work with there.
I did. I said Orphan Black, Street Fighter,
and then
comedy TV.
Yeah, comedy, action. Yeah. All right, so anything.
Doesn't it feel like everyone says comedy?
Yeah, everybody thinks they're so. Yeah, I like to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't like to be hurt too much. And cheese. Send. Ring ding ding. You know what I mean?
It's so gross. Yeah.
It's right there. It's right there. You like the picture? Go for the words.
How do you think Keith would do in the gay community? Like, you know, if one day he was like, you know what? I'm in.
I feel like you would actually clean up with Twinks.
Oh, can you, not tell him things like that?
No, because you have a very good, like, daddy vibe. And then with like, the facial. Thank you.
I don't know what word tend is here. Thank you.
No, but it's true. Like, you do that, and but you have, like, just the right amount of arm hair. Like, I feel like Twinks would, like, really.
Yeah. You don't want too much, but you don't want to be a baby yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. You need something where you're just like, okay, I can, like, you know, brush against and feel like a man, you know? Yeah. And, like, you have that, like, just, like, soft carpet arms. It's Thank nice. You.
What about his personality?
Well, okay.
What?
Wait, leave it.
I'm out of ads, so I don't know what to do.
No, okay, so I mean, I think that you're very assertive, which is nice. Again,
I don't like this tone.
No, I'm thinking the Twinks are into that. Like, right. You have a good, like, assertiveness. You know, you have very strong opinions about things, which I think that, like, you know, appeals to, like, a younger mindset of gay, you know?
Right.
So
I don't think you could pull, like, an older gay. Like, you can get, like, an Anderson Cooper. But, like, you can get, like a maybe not a Troye Sivan, but, like, a
Why would I want a mold anyway?
Well,
right?
Well, I mean, what kind of guy would you want, though?
Of age.
That's it? Just nothing right. else?
Like, I guess the things that I like in a woman, but a guy.
Yeah, I picture that's hard to answer. What kind of woman would you like?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Calvin just threw up.
I know. No, I'd like a smart woman who
Oh. You are gay.
Somebody could hold a great conversation and
I'd like to be challenged, but not like you're an asshole. Once in a while you can go, really? That's what I like. I don't need you pushing it. No, I'd be good. I'd go to places. Where do gay people like to go the most?
Well, it depends, again, what kind of gay. Like, you would fit in, like, well, I feel like
where
you
would go. Where does the jock, like, gives me a little jock-ish.
I mean, there's boxers, but, like, I don't think you would.
Boxers?
You would like boxers. It's literally, like, a sports-themed gay bar. So, like, all the, like, bartenders and servers, like, wear boxers. Boxers are, like, literal boxers.
And no top.
Yeah. I have to be shirtless.
Okay.
Shirtless is just boxers.
Do you find it a little intimidating that people are always half naked, or like a lot of the themes are, and you're naked?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a lot. It just always feels weird because I mean, I'm never, I guess, ashamed of my body, but I'm always like, oh, I'm not prepared for this level of like.
Yeah. My girlfriend wants me to be gay, so I go to the gym more with her. Because you got to be naked all the time. You got to work out, right?
You do. And the gym, I mean, it's a, you know, classic gay cruising spot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe
that's not fair because that's behind the scenes shit.
Oh yeah,
like I don't need to be cruised while I'm trying to do shit and make weird faces about it. I don't know.
I've been told that the steam room is a place where guys try to hit on other guys, and that's even happened at Kyle's gym once in the past. I can barely breathe in there. How are you sucking each other off? I'm dying, and it's just me.
You'd be the worst gay.
And people are taking it? Get the fuck, what? You can't, you're choking on steam.
Well, you're not. Like, I mean, and also the hot air rises, so you're blowing down. So, like, it's
science,
fine.
Keith. Your beakers are all fucked up.
Oh, my God. I'm a sweat on everything. It's a different kind of sex.
Keith is like, it's so hot. How do you guys accept blowjobs?
I know.
I don't get it.
I mean, geez, I'm schvitzing here.
Sex now? Of all places.
I was in the steam room. Another guy came in, and I go, too hot for that, right? And then he sat down.
You just want
to
know that.
Just to be
happened.
Clear, I'm like, it's too hot, right?
You literally just said,
yeah. I'm like, don't even. It's not you. It's too much. And nothing happened. I don't know if I stopped it or what.
Or maybe he was just straight.
He never came back.
So you're clearly not a gym gay, but I feel like
right. That's what I was trying to say.
Can you tell Kyle that?
I'm gonna put it in my. Grinder. Not a gym gay, but I'm open to everything else. Safety first, please.
Maybe go to like Rock Bar. Like Rock Bar is a really fun gay. It's more of like a berry bar. So it's like a lot of like hairy.
What are these words?
Men. A bear is like a hairy like man.
Okay.
Whereas like a twink is like a smooth boy.
Well, that's,
boyish.
He's got a lot of chest hair.
Oh,
you want to show him?
I like the imagination to...
I'll fill in the gaps. Thanks. Don't worry. Thank you. But no, but I think, yeah, Rock Bar, you could go there. Because, like, it's, like, cool. And also, like, Rock Bar plays, like, more, like a nice, like, mix of, like, both rock music as well as pop music.
Whitesnake?
Actually, I think they have Whitesnake at Rock Bar before, so...
Okay.
What do you go for? Do you fall into categories and like categories?
I tend to go for, like, I guess either, like... more bearish types or just older men. And I'm sure it's a weird daddy issue thing, but or father issue, but yeah.
Why?
Well, stability and like usually they have their shit mostly together. And
oh
I feel
my
like-
God, LOL. Oh my goodness. Oh boy. Okay. So hair on the chest means like you probably did your taxes. Cool.
Is it like if I trying to figure out if somebody is a twink because I could get them, a gay friend told me. I can't ask them if they're a twink, right? That's like asking a woman if she's pregnant.
Well, I mean, you just wouldn't. Like, you would just see them and be like, oh, that's a twink.
Okay. I don't like to assume.
I mean, if you see someone who's, like, smooth and hairless and looks 24, then that's a twink.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you trying to ask him if he's a twink?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
Is this a love connection, Keith? I didn't even. Now it's October 1st.
He's reading.
He was really telling me his idea.
He's busy, Keith.
I have a couple of weird but trues that we never got to. You want to go through some?
Yay.
All right, I'm going to pull some out randomly. Here we go. A few smiley faces could help your dating life, a new study found. People who use more emojis with their prospective partner have more sex and a more active and successful dating life, said this study.
That's stupid.
No, ugh, I hate emojis.
Yeah?
I do, because it's just like, be literate, use your words.
Well, this is interesting. You hate emojis, now you're on a sex strike. I don't know, so far it's adding up.
I don't hate it, but I can't imagine me sending like a heart and a kissy face to Xerxes is getting him hard. I don't know. He also said he hates emojis, so I had to cut back.
All right, let's
Every once in a while, I can't help it. I'm like, you're getting this.
You guys can let me know if that's true. If you're eating, if you're dying to eat a 12,000 calorie burger, this British pub may have something for you. The George Pub and Grill in County Durham is offering the Big Ben number 10.
Why is this the offer?
A 3-pound stack of 10 burgers smothered in cheese and bacon for $35.
Oh.
That's pretty cheap.
That's something my parents would do and then give us each a burger.
How do you get your mouth around that? Is that the wrong question? Okay, cool.
No, it's the right question.
Okay, thank you.
The pub's owner, Craig Harker, pledged to pay more than $600 toward a headstone should anyone succumb to a heart attack.
Why?
Well, that's actually pretty nice, though.
No, it's not. I'll kill you, but I'll pay for the head up to $600.
Well, you just get one of those like nice, tasteful ones. Like he died as he lived.
But how? Like, when has competitive eating gone so wrong that it's like I'm going to try to kill you, and if I do, I win, but so do you, kind of. Like, why not? This is the best tasting burger, not the biggest piece of shit you can put in your face.
We've been working for a while now, and we're terrible, terrible cooks. So here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. A pound of shit.
The more the merrier.
A hungry pothead in Paris shot a waiter at an eatery because his sandwich was taking too long to prepare.
That's not pothead behavior.
No, it's not.
The 28-year-old server, hothead, excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Definitely was like, is there PCP in that?
What I know. Fuck? I'm like, okay, weird but true. Yeah.
The 28-year-old server was hit in the shoulder and died at the scene. The gunman fled. Henda's been to Paris, though. You get it. They do have an attitude.
Paris? Yeah. Here's the thing. I was an ignorant American, and I just was like, everyone's going to speak English. And then after a couple weeks there, I was touring. After a couple weeks there, I was getting attitude. Nobody liked me anywhere. Like, I mean, the audience and the show, that's separate. Mm-hmm. But when you were just like walking around, then I listened to a podcast that taught me just a little bit. And as soon as I tried speaking French, they were lovely and they spoke English.
Huh.
And you know what? They were right. Go fuck yourself. It's like, hi, I'm here. So just fucking do what I normally do and figure shit out with me, you know? Yeah. But as soon as I tried, they were lovely.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, whenever if I visit a place, it's like a Spanish speaking country. Like I always at least like try to like learn enough phrases and they're like, oh, thank God. We're so grateful.
Yeah. I think it's really rude to just be like, because you don't speak English, but it's like, you don't want to maybe, you know, you're breaking your teeth doing it. So.
Speaking of dreams, a woman in San Diego dreamed that she ate her engagement ring. Turns out she really did. She woke up. She's like, I know where it is. It's in my stomach. And it was.
Okay, that could be a sign. Just throwing it out there.
Jenna Evans said she dreamed that she and her fiance Bobby were facing, quote, bad guys on a train, and she swallowed the rock to protect it. When I woke up and it was not in my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my stomach. Doctors were able to remove the jewelry and return it to her.
What, from her shit?
Yeah, I was wondering which way.
You got to open yourself up for that? I shit on your ring. I'll see you in a minute. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not romantic.
Not an operation when I get to shit this shit out. Shit happens.
A man in the country of Georgia crushed a national record when he used just one finger to pull a 220-ton tugboat about 16 feet. What? There are superhuman people around us. I was reading a story. Some guy can hold his breath for underwater for 10 minutes. There's superhumans around here. Now, picture this guy. He's in your store. And he goes to, you know, open the door, but he doesn't push it. He should pull it. This guy, he rips it right off. One finger, he's moving 220 tons.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
That's scary.
No.
Like, picture he flicks your ear. You're dead.
Yeah. There have been times I'm on a bike, and like this one time, and I'm even going uphill, and this runner is running at least as fast as me and is now getting ahead of me. I'm like, what is this stride? And then I'm like, don't pay attention to that. Totally cool. But of course, I'm secretly trying to ride faster. And somehow, he's going faster. Now we're in a race that I lose every time. It's very, very sad. The other day, I was on a long incline. And I just want to put out there that I'm like 4 months out of knee surgery and like, you know, 8 or so months out of like complete biking. He must have been at least 80 years old on an adult tricycle. Not just passes me, cruises up this hill past me. And then in the back, he has a basket with like beer in it. And I'm just like, I'm healthy. I'm strong. I'm okay. And I'm biking. I felt better that the next day I passed a bunch of 20 somethings on that same incline. I'm like, okay. Yeah. We're all right. And then later, another 80-year-old passed me on a higher incline, fucking running. Okay. And I was like, this better be the same motherfucker that I saw yesterday on a tricycle, because there cannot be like 50 80-year-olds passing me every goddamn minute. Thank you. Ugh. I'm strong. I'm free. I'm wonderful.
You're invincible. You're a woman here. You roar.
Thank you. Rar.
Rar.
Georgie Rostamashvili pulled. Ooh. This boat with a rope tied to his finger. So the rope was on his finger. The rope's on the boat. And he's just pulling it.
Imagine him finger blasting.
Imagine him saying,
I was thinking about that. Mm. Like, Jesus, my colon would be just prolapse city. Hello.
But like in an enjoyable way, maybe?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Now, Google prolapse. I know some things about the community. Here's the final one. A weight loss technique. It's a brain chip that zaps people when they think about overeating.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I will die.
I literally go, I'm full, and then put another bite in my face.
But what happens when you even think like, oh, look at me, I didn't eat. Come on, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did not.
This is like anorexia, and your mother's there all the time. Like, don't do it. Haven't you had enough?
In a Stanford University clinical trial, 6 morbidly obese volunteers will have the device implanted for 1.5 years.
No.
To help control binge eating.
How is this legal?
Yeah,
this
that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
A mild electric shock.
This is fucking Holocaust shit.
Happens.
Who's that guy? Mengele?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Happens when it detects patterns linked to habitual or, quote, uncontrolled behavior.
What?
I mean, can't you just do hypnosis therapy? Like, I feel like that's a lot easier and safer.
I punch you when you think about eating.
That would also be safer and easier. Right.
Holy I mean, how's your brain going to know which one, if it's the good thoughts about overeating, bad thoughts about overeating, just thoughts about overeating, and it doesn't matter. You see a commercial. Zzz, no, come on.
And what do you do if you're like dreaming about food? Like your thoughts.
Because you can't really stop. And then the dream turns out, you know, I don't know. The food's attacking you.
What do you do if you're in the middle of an interview or a lunch meeting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you want to? Yeah.
What the fuck? Sorry. That's just me overeating.
Your resume looks great. We'd like to talk more about it over lunch. Yes. You're trying to turn your nods into when you're being that. Sounds good. Yes. Calvin Cato. The Twitter account is Cato Calvin.
Yes.
But the Instagram is Calvin S. Cato.
I know.
A lot to take in. If they want to find you, they got to work for it. I like that.
I like keeping people guessing.
Yeah. On my dating app, I said, it'd say, what are your likes? And I'd say, you'd like to know.
Is that really? Oh my God.
You got to work for it. I put it in code. It's every other word, what I really like.
You know what's funny is that that would actually be a really good Grindr profile. Right?
You're so gay.
It's a crossword puzzle. KevinCato.com, that's the website. That's where you, that's the hub, right?
Yes.
That's where everything's going on. And you get a chance to see Calvin do stand-up. You do it. You see it.
You're so much fun. And also, by the way, if you don't know how to spell the guest's name, if you're forgetting, KeithandTheGirl.com and our app has all the information. In fact, when you see this episode, it not only has Calvin Cato's wonderful face and the social media there, you can click on his name and see all the rest of the times he was on. He's got his own page, and you can find that at KeithandTheGirl.com or KeithandTheGirl.com/Calvin Cato.
Oh, holy shit. Mm-hmm. You guys are so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so good to see
Let's turn Keith Gay sometime.
Yeah, he's there.
Well, I'm going to Madonna tomorrow, no joke.
So. Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm halfway there.
All right, I think you guys just started dating. Let's go.